On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Welcome to Let's Talk Friends, the podcast where two newbies and two super fans come together to explore one of the most iconic TV shows of all time, Friends. We are your hosts, Daisy and Martin.
Hey, guys.
Neither of us have ever seen an episode of Friends until now.
Today, our Friends expert will be with us every step of the way to provide insight and their seasoned opinions on this episode. Welcome to today's episode, Mari and Gino.
Hey guys, thank you for having us.
Hello.
Thank you guys for joining us. Today's episode is season one, episode 24, called The One Where Rachel Finds Out. It is aired May 18th,
1995.
Ooh. 1995.
It's
just like yesterday, no?
Yeah. Yeah, right?
It feels like
yesterday, but it's not. No. It's 30 years ago.
Jeez.
Oh, I was thinking 20 for some reason.
I know. I wish it was 20.
Me too.
It is 30, right? Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's crazy. The synopsis. Rachel finds out about Ross' secret love for her, but another surprise awaits her. And so, you know how we normally do the trivia questions at the end?
Yes. Oh, no.
And we are going to do it at the beginning. Because...
Dun, dun, dun.
That way, you know, because when we're talking about the show, things come up. Mm-hmm. So I figured let's get it out of the way. Another thing that I want to do different, though, is I want to read the whole question before you answer. And I know, like, everybody jumps in to say the answer because you know it. So I think we're going to go in order. So the first question would be answered by whoever won. And then the second one will have the second question. Then the third person will have the third question. And then if you don't know the answer, which I'm sure you will, then the next person could answer it.
Okay.
If you don't know the answer to it, which you will, because these questions are super easy.
Oh, good.
or are they?
They are easy. All right. So who's going to go first? Mari?
Mm-hmm.
Should we do Mari first?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And if she doesn't know the answer, then it goes to the next person. Okay. Which would be you and then Martin.
Okay.
Okay. So the first question. What kind of study is Joey helping NYU out with to get some extra money?
Fertility study.
Yes. Gino. Question two. Ross reveals that the museum is sending him where to try and get a bone.
China.
He got the easy place. One.
Yeah, he got the easy one.
Okay, Martin.
I was sweating a little bit.
You're sweating. Martin, three. Joey's new girlfriend started a business with her friends selling what?
Fruit baskets.
I thought he was going to trip over that one. You're lucky you watched it again. Okay, Mari, four. What is the name that she gives her and her friends for the business?
The three basketeers.
Yes. All right, Gino. For Rachel's birthday party, what present does Chandler get her?
Travel Scrabble. And I only know it was travel the second time you put it on. Because he's like, oh, you could play it in a plane.
Yeah.
And I never caught that. I thought it was just a regular one.
Oh, yeah. Travel Scrabble. All right, Martin. Six.
Oh, boy.
Joey gets Rachel a book by what famous author of children's book?
Dr. Seuss?
Yes. Mari, Chandler accidentally reveals that Ross is in love with Rachel. He uses the story of when Ross fell in love with Carol in college and bought her what?
A glass duck.
Parse.
A glass duck.
Just because you say it a little bit slower.
Well, not quite. Gino, do you want to say the correct answer?
I forgot about the part. I'm thinking the same thing. Glass duck.
Martin?
A crystal duck.
I mean, it's a crystal. It's not glass. I mean, isn't that kind of glass, though? I don't know.
Crystal duck.
Mm. She forgot to put it in her notes. Okay. And then the next question. We are back to Gino. Rachel has a date with a man named Carl at the apartment who spends the whole time complaining about Ed Begley Jr. advertising what product?
He was complaining about, I only remember, get a real car. So I'm going to say, I don't remember the car.
Okay.
The car.
You?
I'm going to have to take a pass on this one.
I could only think of
I don't know why there. I can't remember it. I
can't remember.
You don't know?
That's kind of hard because I don't think I was like, just like Rachel, none of us were listening.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think that's what happened because I can only picture Ross there and then he's like,
yeah.
I think that's what it is for real.
Okay. So the correct answer is electric cars.
Oh.
That was kind of right. Because that's the only thing I could remember when he's like, what do you even see in him? He's like, oh, he's a nice person. And he's like, come on, buddy, get a real car. That's the only thing. So he was talking about
talking about an electric car.
Electric.
Were they having electric cars in 1995?
I don't know.
Maybe that's when it started.
Probably.
They must have had, I don't know, the concept already.
Maybe they did, but they only lasted like 2 minutes. So.
30 years old?
I don't know.
On the next episode. Research this.
Yeah.
And find out. Episode. Okay, and the last question, that would be you, Martin. After satisfying Melanie, she expresses her gratitude to Joey, saying he is the most generous man she's ever met. That Joey is basically a what?
Oh, that's easy. A woman. Which, I was like, is that a good or a bad
thing? Well, how did you think he was going to react?
I thought he was like, what? Like, yeah, oh. But he smiles. I'm like,
what? That caught me off guard, too. He's like,
oh. He liked that.
I guess.
All right, and so now the second part of our game here is who set the line. Okay, and again, we're going to, Maddie, you're first. Wow, you're going to be making money hand over fist.
That would be Phoebe.
Yes. Okay. Gino. Oh, yeah, right. Okay, including the waffles last week, you owe me $17 jillion. Mm.
Chandler.
That was easy.
Martin, 3. Then put out the fire by peeing, no invite back.
Say it again?
Yeah, repeat it, please.
Okay. Then put out the fire by peeing, no invite back.
Can I take a guess? Because I don't know it.
No guesses. Unless you know it.
You should have just
I don't know it.
Maddie?
That was Chandler.
Yeah, you know, I was going to guess that.
Because Chandler's the one that says a lot of stuff.
Like, yeah.
That's why I didn't want you to guess.
Yeah.
Why
you didn't know.
I should have just said it.
When does he say it?
When they walk in.
Setting up to start the fire.
The men are here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And Joey and Chandler. All right, so who's next? Maddie, this is yours.
Is anybody keeping score? Because I think I'm winning.
There's no winners or losers.
No.
She's like, I don't know.
No one that, whoever says that makes them a loser.
All right. So 4, Maddie. Mm-hmm. No. This big pile of dishes in my mom's break front.
That was Ross.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And who says break front?
What is that?
What is that?
I don't know. I'm guessing it's the living room, like a living room.
Where you come in
or
first.
Or I know in Bridgeport where we grew up, they used to call the living room,
front room
or something like that. Mm-hmm. So that's what they used to call it. But I never heard of a break front. So I'm thinking a break front is, no, then why would you have China dishes there? Why we have dishes? So I wonder then if it's the living
room? China cabinet?
Yeah, China cabinet. But that would be in your like dining room, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know what break front means.
Break front.
Yeah. That was... Sounds that's like a porch. New one. Oh, okay. So break front is a piece of furniture having the line of its front broken by the curve of it or angle?
I'm more confused now.
I'm more confused than I was before.
Let's go with China cabinet.
Okay, it's okay.
Yeah. Oh, it's the China cabinet then. So it says, why does the China cabinet call a break front?
That makes sense.
You know when you said the front room, like front all room. In one word? That's front like a Chicago room. Thing, isn't it? Like, I think people in only Chicago, they say that. Front room. Like, it's all one word. Not like front room. It's front room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we grew up saying that. Mm.
Yeah. Front room. Especially in Bridgeport. I don't know. Do you remember hearing that where you grew up?
I think we just said living room.
La sala.
Living room.
We just I just said la sala.
Just call it living room.
Oh, all in one word? Okay. Yeah.
Living room. Okay. Gino. Oh, man. The next question. What? Are you crazy? When a blind man gets his sight back, does he walk around like this?
Joy.
That's funny.
After all the fruit baskets.
Martin. I mean, come on, buddy, get a real car.
Oh, that's Carl.
He wouldn't have said that when you have
Well, yeah, thank you, Gino.
All right, so we're going to start with Joey's storyline. At the beginning of the episode, they're at Central Perk. He's short on cash to pay the bill. And then he asks Chandler to borrow him money to cover his bill. And he promises to pay him back. But Chandler, you know, then he says that line where he owes him so much money already, $17 jillion.
Yeah.
With the waffles he paid last week or something like that, he said. And then he says that he's, you know, he's going to be getting money soon in 2 weeks or something because he's helping out at the NYU med school with some research. But then they ask, like, well, what kind of research?
Yeah, what kind of research? And he says, you know, a science.
Science. Yeah. And what kind of science? then he ends up telling them that it's a fertility study and that he's going to be getting $700 at the end of it.
Yeah. And then Monica's like, please tell me that you're donating your time.
Yes. So we're at Rachel and Monica's apartment. They're setting up for Rachel's birthday party. Mm-hmm. Joey and Chandler come in, then Monica gives him the message that Melanie called, that she's going to be late. So then, you know, Phoebe asks how are things going with them too. And she's like, is she becoming your sexual someone? So then, you know, she says that pretty good. And Monica asks him, like, have you told her about your science project?
Yeah.
Or what is it? A science? Yeah,
yeah, science project.
And then he tells her that...
That he doesn't want to... He's like, that's not something you tell the girl you're dating that you're also seeing a cup.
A cup. Yeah. Yeah. And then he's concerned because he thinks that she's going to want to have sex with him. And he cannot for the 2 weeks... In order for him to get that money.
Yeah, he says, I think she wants to have sex, really wants to have sex with me. And then, and he's saying it in a negative way, right? Because he can't. So then Chandler says, oh, that crazy bitch.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. So glad you said that because I have it on my notes here. And I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to say that.
She would just been crazy.
Yeah. And so later that day... then they show Melanie's there now. And Monica pulls Joey aside and asks how things are going. And he says, not so good.
He really thinks that she's going to want to complete the transaction that night.
Yeah. And then
he's like, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. this is the time where he didn't say the whole thing. He said, if you know what I, because earlier in the day, when she was telling telling them about having to wait 2 weeks without conducting personal experiments, he said, if you know what I mean. And then Monica tells him, we always know what you mean. So here he starts to say it, but then
she gave him the look like, I know where you're going with.
Yes. And so he stopped himself from saying anything. So then Monica suggests that maybe he should be there for her. And he doesn't get it. No. She's like, be there for her. And then he's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
And then she said it a few times. And then she's like, just think about it. And then they...
And then he's still like, well, I still don't know what you mean. Like, he made that face.
I think he got it in the end.
Yeah.
Yes, I think so. A little bit too well, according to Melanie.
According to the fruit baskets.
Oh, the fruit baskets. Oh, yes. Yeah. He finally gets what Monica was referring to, because then we see in the next scene that Joey and Melanie are in bed and she looks very happy. And she tells him that he's a giver.
But she did mention that he seemed like it was all about him. That he portrayed, I guess, that he was not a giver.
Not a giver. Mm. Yeah.
If he didn't have to go to that science experiment, he probably would have just been.
Yeah. He would have been how she thought he was, right? Yeah.
He wouldn't have got fruit basket.
He wouldn't have gotten
fruit
basket. Just one fruit basket.
Which kind of connects to him not knowing what Monica was referring to, because
he's never done any of that, probably.
Joey's a little selfish.
Yes. Yes. And that's what she thought he was. He was selfish. But he ended up being the opposite of that. Joey comes out of the bedroom and talks to Chandler about how good he is in bed. And it was amazing for both of them. And then the next morning, Joey walks into their apartment. There's a lot of fruit baskets everywhere. Chandler's sitting in the middle, surrounded by all the baskets. And he's like, hey, do we have any fruit? So funny. Joey has the money that he earned, finally. Mm-hmm. And he says that he feels like he learned something. Bearing that, being able to actually have sex, but other stuff. And he learned something from that. Chandler asks if he will continue, this is all for her thing. And that's when Joey replies, what are you, crazy? When a blind man gets his sight back, does he walk around like this? So he is still kind of like going to be his old self, but maybe not all the way. Mm. Now that he knows that he's not that selfish, maybe he'll.
Yeah, I think he's going to be all the way. He's going to go back to his old self.
Back to his old way. So he didn't learn anything from this?
I don't think so.
Maybe he might do like a little bit of both.
Maybe he doesn't like fruit.
No. Maybe she would have given him something different.
You know what brought me back though was Chandler's sleeping shirt. Like, you know the brand And One? Like, remember back in the day?
The basketball one?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Man, that shirt, like, I was like, oh,
that's,
man.
That's 90s, huh?
That's, yeah. Yeah. That's really 90s. You remember?
No.
I don't think it just brought me back.
The shorts.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention.
I didn't pay attention to his clothes.
It was like a basketball player is going like this.
Mm. He thought it was going to be in the test. So.
Oh, I was paying attention. Yeah, no, it wasn't.
No, I didn't even pay attention to that. But yeah, I mean, it would make sense. This was done in 1995.
Mm. Yeah.
So it would be 90s stuff.
Right. Right.
So that's Joey's storyline. Mm-hmm. Now we're going to go back to Ross and Rachel's storyline. Okay, so at the beginning of the episode, you can see Ross is still very in love with Rachel. You can see it when he's showing them the pictures of Ben. Chandler seems like annoyed with Ross. Mm-hmm. And makes like a puff.
Yeah.
Puff.
And everybody noticed.
Noise. He tells them it was nothing. He just had some extra air in his mouth. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was because Ross was showing the whole group pictures of his baby. Mm. So when they were looking at it, I don't remember what kind of picture Phoebe showed him, but Rachel got really, really close to Ross. Mm-hmm. Where, like, this is how Ross is probably one of my favorite ones because of how he acts. Like, they're so natural. Like, he puts in, like, his whole feelings in it. So when she was leaning towards him, you could even see it in his, like, how he was so in love with her.
Yeah.
Just by her being that close to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's
why Chandler got annoyed, because he was watching him, where it's like, not in a bad way, but I think he was just more frustrated. Like, give it up. Like, you're not gonna get anywhere. Mm. Yeah.
You're not gonna get anywhere. And my thing is, like, so obviously Chandler and Joey know that he's in love with Rachel, that Ross is in love with Rachel. They know because, you know, that's his friend, and obviously guys talk. But just by looking at his expression, has Monica not noticed? Has Phoebe not noticed? Has Rachel not noticed? I mean, that's my thing. Like, how can I? We see it. How come they haven't seen it? You know?
Well, they made it seem como que.
No, they don't know. But maybe because they're all pretty close friends and they're always together. They're always, I don't know. But yeah, you're right.
Yeah. I was just like, how come? Mm. How can they not notice?
But because of that they don't talk to each other, you would think like maybe Chandler or Joey kind of split the beans amongst the other girls, Phoebe or Monica. Like, that frustrates me, because it's like, how could you guys not, I don't know, help Ross since he can't
do it himself? Because every time he tried, something would happen, mm-hmm. and he wouldn't be able to tell her. But like his friend saying, help out.
Well, he kind of did.
Well, but by mistake.
Yeah.
Or was it a mistake?
Hmm.
It was by mistake. He was very desperate. He was panicking. Yes. Yes. All right. So then in Monica and Rachel's apartment, they are getting ready for Rachel's birthday party. Ross tells them that he is going to China for the museum, because they found a bone and they want the bone. And he's there to see if they could, if he could talk to them about giving them the bone.
Mm-hmm. It's a whole bone thing.
He gives Monica a picture of himself for her to take it to Carol's and show it to Ben so that he doesn't forget him. And I'm like, he's only going for a week. Like, he makes it seem like he's going to be gone forever.
I know. I love this part, because when he walks in, Monica and Phoebe are prepping food. Well, before Ross comes in, did you guys catch the part of like the cow and the turkey? When Phoebe brings them out
from
the fridge.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys know that Phoebe's a vegetarian.
I figured by her comment.
Oh. Sorry.
I didn't know. Well, no, I don't think they've said it. Have they? I don't know if they've said it, but just by that comment that she said it,
mm-hmm.
I figured, I'm like, she must be vegetarian.
So Monica is explaining she has the coleslaw and something else, and then Phoebe comes out and says, here's the ground up flesh, formerly cute cows and turkeys.
Oh, yeah.
That's so cute.
Yes.
And then right before Ross comes in, she was sitting at the table, Phoebe's sitting at the table, they were prepping other stuff. And Ross comes in with suitcases, and it's Rachel's birthday party cookout, right? Barbecue. And then so when she sees Ross's suitcases, she's like, how long do you think the barbecue would last?
That was funny.
Yes. And that's when he explains that he's like, I'm going to China. That's his first reaction, yeah. Right? I'm going to China. And she says, geez, you say one thing.
Like, yes. Yeah, I think she was so funny this episode.
So then when Ross does tell Monica, here's a picture, can you please take it by Carol's and show Ben his picture, Phoebe just takes it out. She's like, let me see.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then she's pretending that she's Ross's face, so she puts it in front of her face. And then she tells Ben, hi, Ben, I'm your father. I'm the head. That's funny. So she's making fun of the situation. And then Ross is giving her the look. Yeah. And she's like, all right, this barbecue will be fun. Because nobody gets her.
Nobody gets her. No, no. And then when he goes, that he says he's going to go talk to Joey and Chandler.
Say goodbye to them.
Yeah. She says,
tell him the bone story. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Okay. It sounds like a fun barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
She's so cute.
So before he leaves to go talk to Joey and Chandler to say goodbye to them, he asks for Rachel, like, you know, what, like if she's there. And then he wants to wish her happy birthday before he leaves. Monica tells him that she's out having drinks with Carl. He seems upset. He doesn't know who Carl is. So Monica says, you know that guy she met at the coffee house? And then Russ is like, no. Phoebe then says, oh, well, see, there's a guy that she met at the, and then Russ finishes the sentence, at the coffee house, right? And then Phoebe's like, so you do know who he is. She starts laughing and Russ just stares at her and she's like, sorry. Okay, so then she, then this is when then he goes to say goodbye to Chandler and Joey. He tells them that he's going to China.
The country?
No, the front. What was it? It's
front. The break front.
The break front. Front.
Yes. No, no, this big pile of dishes in my mom's break front. Do you know who Carl is? Do you guys know who Carl is? He asked them.
Chandler named all the chipmunks, like Alvin, Simon, the other word. No, I don't know Carl.
Was, is that what he was naming?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I didn't know.
The chipmunks. No?
I noticed the names, but I didn't know it was the chipmunks.
Oh, yeah.
I just thought he was naming like everybody that he knew. Like,
So then Ross tells them that Rachel's out having drinks with him. And both Chandler and Joey tell him that he should just forget about her and move on. Go to China and eat Chinese food.
But it's only food there.
But there, they only call it food.
They only call it food.
Ross sort of agrees and gives Chandler a gift to give to Rachel.
So Rachel on his behalf. I know. So they kind of like, I guess because of the long time of him not making a move on Rachel, they kind of pushed him to just get over it and move on or whatever.
Yeah.
Just go to China.
And it seems like
he actually
took his advice or their advice.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And then, so then Joey says, listen, buddy, we're just looking out for you. And Russ's like, I know. Joey says, we want you to be happy and I may only have a couple of beers in me, but I love you, man. And then Joey gives Russ a hug and Chandler's like, I'm still on my first. I just think you're nice.
It sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was doing the math. Oh, yeah. Like, yeah, just
a couple of years.
Yeah.
I love you,
man. So later that day, everybody's there with Melanie and all the other guys. They're opening birthday gifts because Monica is asking them, like, how do you guys want your burgers?
Mm-hmm. And she's like, no, let's do presents first.
Mm-hmm. She was excited about opening presents. And so she's opening the gifts. Chandler's gift is first. She opens it.
Travel Scrabble.
She gets a Travel Scrabble. And she was not happy.
She gives it back to him.
She says, thank you, though. At least she said thank you, but gives it back to him. And then she opens Joey's book, Joey's gift, which was a book.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, she's like touching it. She's like, it feels like a book. She opens it and it is a book, but it's a Dr. Seuss. And then she opens Ross's gift.
She's like, oh, whose is this from or something like that? And then Chandler says, oh, that's from Ross.
Mm-hmm. And she opens it.
She opens it and it's a pin.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a pin that she was like, she's looking at it and she's like in shock, like, that he remembered.
Mm-hmm.
And she says that a while ago they were walking and they passed this antique store and they seen that pin, and she was telling him that that pin reminded her of her grandma. Her grandma had one like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then Phoebe takes a look at it and says that it must have cost a fortune.
Yeah.
And this is when Chandler,
because Monica's like, I can't believe he did that. And
yeah.
She, and then that's when Chandler's like, yeah, well, remember when he was in love with Carol and he bought her that crystal duck.
That expensive crystal duck.
And then that's when she's like, what? Like,
yeah. Rachel's in shock. She's like,
crystal duck?
Yeah. No, she's in shock that he said the word when he was in love, meaning like he bought Carol something expensive when he was in love. And now he's buying Rachel something that was expensive as again well,
for that same reason.
Yes. And yeah, I'm like, how can she not, I mean,
everybody noticed.
Well, I think maybe girls. Because, like, oh, yeah. Since you don't see him, because she doesn't see him that way. Maybe that's why you're kind of, she didn't notice because she didn't see him that way.
Mm-hmm. I feel like girls have a hard time of noticing stuff like that, though. Like, you know, just her reaching over and stuff like that. I think girls just think, like, oh, that's natural. Like, I'm going to reach over and do that. But guys are just like, man, like, oh, man, she loves me, man. She fucking loves me, you know?
She got 2 inches close. She loves me. Because every time they would be, he would make, like, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like, he would, like, he likes her.
But then he also gave her a hard time, too. Like, when they were arguing, when they were doing the poker. So, it's like, you know, there was scenes where but you could see he likes it.
Her. Right. You be mean to a girl, yeah. That means you like her.
Yeah. You want to fight with her.
All the time.
Every single day.
Every minute.
Not really.
See, that one, the one with the poker, I think that was legit. Like, you could tell, like,
yeah.
Like, they were little kids, like, in a playground.
Right. Yeah. You'd be mean to the girl that you like.
Yeah.
But, okay, it's out in the open now.
Yeah. It's out in the open.
And Chandler's freaking out because he's the one that said it.
Yeah. And Monica's excited.
Yeah. And then Phoebe's like, oh, this is going to change our whole lives. Our lives are never going to be the same again. So she's, like, overreacting.
Yeah, she's overreacting.
And the more she talks, the more Chandler panics.
Yeah.
I think Chandler says, can somebody shut this lady or something? But yeah, Monica is super excited. She's like, that would be great if they were to get together.
They skipped their presence, though. What did Monica and Phoebe get her?
Well, it wasn't we find out that Monica gave her a shirt. That she returned. Yeah. So Rachel wants to go see him before he leaves, mm-hmm. because she needs to talk to him.
Yeah.
It's, like, very important. I mean, you can't wait another week. I mean, you've made this guy wait for a year because it's been going on for over a year.
But she doesn't know, so.
So now she can't wait a week. So she has to go see him before he goes. And then Chandler tries to stop her by telling her that he loves her and to deal with me. Deal with me first. But of course that doesn't work. So she walks out.
So before she walks out though, they ask her, what are you going to say? What are you going to tell him? And she's like, I don't know. I'll know when I see him.
See him.
Yeah. And then Phoebe pulls out the picture. She's like, does this help? And she puts the picture in front of her face.
Yes.
And she's like, no.
That's funny.
And she leaves.
Yeah. It didn't help.
Yeah, it did not help. She still leaves. And so at the airport, Ross has his headphones on. And he's trying to learn Chinese.
I know.
And if it wasn't for those damn headphones. Oh my gosh. He's listening to a tape trying to learn Chinese.
So that sucks. He goes in and she was right there.
She was right there. But
and she even yells at his name. And,
yep, but he has the headphones.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is another thing where it's like, God dang it. Yeah. We're so close.
Yeah, so
you would think he would hear her through those headphones.
Yeah, because
exactly. Right. Those things are not
noise canceling.
We're not there yet. In 1995, they did not have noise canceling headphones.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess you're not paying attention. I mean, you're not expecting anybody, right? And so who knows how loud he's listening to that. Mm-hmm. He's so focused on learning Chinese. Whatever words sentences that he's learning that he's not paying attention. And then I'm like, when you are giving your boarding pass, don't you want to be focused? I mean, you would stop doing what you're doing so that you can give your boarding pass. I would think, I mean, if I'm, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want to be. It's kind of important. And another thing that I did notice too, though, like back in the day, they used to allow anybody to go say goodbye to.
All the way to the gate.
All the way to the gate.
Passing the gate?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know. I noticed that too because she was able to go.
All the way.
All the way.
But before the whole 9/11 thing, you used to be able to go all the way in. So she tries to stop him, but, you know, he goes in and she's like, he's right there. Like.
Yeah,
you know, and he was blue, right there in the blue
blazer.
But Martin was saying jacket. That it wasn't blue. Like, he says it looked more gray.
It was gray.
So then, when the flight attendant goes to give him the message, he goes to the wrong person.
Yeah, it was like an old guy.
An old guy with his wife.
Rachel says thanks for the gift.
Yeah, she loved the present, and she will see him when he gets back.
Yeah.
And the wife is like, I don't know, no Rachel.
I know, so close.
So close, yeah.
His whole trip must have been, like, messed up now.
And then when
Oh, the other couple.
And then what I noticed when the flight attendant goes to stop the guy in the blue, he kind of looks at her like to see where she's going, but doesn't hear the message anyway because he still has the headphones.
You think one of those words were like bone or something?
Give me back the bone.
Yes.
We need the bone.
We want the bone. We want the bone.
I'm still trying to.
You're still trying to. You should have wrote it down how it sounded in your head. Okay. Okay. So then later at Monica and Rachel's apartment, they're cleaning up after the party. Rachel still doesn't know what to do because it's Ross.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And she's like, you know what I mean? It's Ross. She tells them that she's thinking that it might be great. And Monica gets excited because then they'll be friends-in-law.
Mm-hmm. So at first, like, she was hesitant because she didn't know what to do. But then she's like, no, it would be great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So she's kind of going back and forth. And then, And then, but then Monica says that they would be starting at the 15th date.
Yeah.
Instead of like from the beginning, they're already past the whole beginning part. Mm-hmm. It's like being number
15th.
And Phoebe's thinking that at that time then it would be very relationshipy place. And what if it doesn't work out?
Yeah.
And Monica questions it, like, why wouldn't it work out? And then Rachel, she kind of like then sees like, I guess it is true. Like, what if it doesn't work? She's like, because sometimes it doesn't, you know, sometimes.
Yeah. And then Monica's like, why is he not good enough for you?
She gets really defensive. Yes. She's like, is he not cute enough? Does he not make enough money? Or is there somebody or someone else? And then Rachel says like, no, then like, why are you dumping my brother? She's crazy.
She's just too much.
She's too excited. Like, she wants it to happen, you know?
Yeah, she wants it to work out.
Mm-hmm. But I kind of do see, though, their point, Phoebe and Rachel's point. Like, they're all friends. And now if they do become
a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if they together. Yes. Then what if it doesn't work?
Yeah.
How can you be friends again?
It'd be awkward.
After being in a relationship. I mean, I guess sometimes it does. It could work. But what if it doesn't? Then the whole everybody's friendship would be different.
Yeah, they're, I think, maybe that's why she's very hesitant in the beginning, or thinking about it too much. But but she makes a decision, like, yeah, she's gonna go for it.
After a while she finally decides that. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then 1 week later at their apartment, Monica is still wanting for Rachel to give Russ a chance and wants her to go meet him at the airport because he's flying in today. Rachel tells her that she doesn't think it's a good idea because it's like dating all of them, like we said earlier. Mm-hmm. You know, she's dating all of them, and then there will be all this pressure. And Monica's like, no, there would not be any pressure. But then that's when Carl buzzes in, and Monica says, behind my brother's back. Rachel gives her a look, and then she fixes her statement by saying, it's exactly the kind of crazy thing you won't be hearing from me. but it seems like it's already getting to her.
Yeah.
Okay, so now, you know, Carl comes in, they're at the balcony, Rachel is drinking wine with him. Rachel looks really bored because he just keeps talking. Rachel then starts imagining Ross standing there, and he's telling her that he can't believe that she would rather go out with Carl than him.
Mm-hmm.
She tells him that she's trying to have a date here, and he responds, then, stop thinking about me.
Yeah.
She tries, but he comes back and he's even closer to her now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she can't stop thinking of him. Apparently, he's in her mind. Ross asks, what does she see in Carl? And Ross tells her to give them a chance, but she says it's hard because he is like her best friend. And if they broke up, she would lose him, which that's very valid. I mean, we talked about that before. I would be scared to lose somebody that, you know, if you see somebody as your best friend,
mm-hmm.
and then you get into a relationship and it doesn't work, your relationship as a friend is not going to be the same again. He tells her that they are perfect for each other. And Rachel tells him that she never looked at him that way before. And he tells her to start looking.
Mm-hmm. I think she's lying. Yeah, because right? How could she picture him after she knows that he likes them and he's like there? But supposedly she never really liked them. But now she's like...
Because she didn't never thought about it until she found out that he had feelings for her. And then she started thinking about it.
Which brings back to my point where like...
She knew.
Like little messages, you know, like the arm thing. Yeah. And just like little things in the past.
Well, maybe that's when she realized, like, oh, yeah, it's, you know, maybe that's when she's like, oh, okay, maybe.
Maybe she feels the same way.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Mark didn't make it any easier. So.
Who?
Mark. Not Mark.
Carl.
Carl. Oh,
it's like, oh, that's a different
thing. Like, oh, there's another guy?
There's another episode.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. We'll use this as a reference.
Okay, so then when he tells her to start looking, they kiss and then he disappears. Carl is still talking and Rachel tells him that she has to go pick up a friend from the airport and leaves him there. Tells him to finish his drink.
Yeah, which is nice though.
Yeah, so after she imaginary kissed him, that's when she knew, okay, yeah, she wants to
try something with him.
So that was nice.
Yeah.
She wants to try the real thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was nice that she left Carl with his drinks, though, because, like, I'm sure that champagne costs, like, a lot of money. Was it champagne or was it wine?
It was wine.
It was wine.
She didn't even take a drink. I was watching I'm like, still at the same at the time.
I don't like when they leave their drink. Like in shows, like they're like they pour it and then it's just there.
They don't drink it.
And they don't drink it.
And then they leave and then the drink. I'm like,
that's gonna be a thing, right?
Yeah, they can't because you could hear it because they're wearing mics and stuff like that. So they can't really drink. Yes.
Oh, we get it now.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's why I can't take a drink right now. Everybody hears it.
Yeah. So they don't really like if you notice there's some of them where you do see them eating, but for the most part they don't eat. Like they'll have a plate of food and
that.
They just you see them playing with their food, but they're not actually eating because they really can't.
So that's why their coffee cups are always empty.
Yes, they have nothing.
Yeah. Like... Family, you could tell that it's like totally empty sometimes.
They don't have anything in there. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So interesting. You learn something. Mm-hmm. Learn something.
Learn something.
Yeah, yeah. How long do you think he lasted there? Like when she left?
I don't know.
He's still there.
He finished
there.
This bottle.
To this day, he's still there.
1997, I think he came up.
He was at the balcony for a while, finishing his bottle of wine. So then at the airport, Rachel is waiting for Ross to come out. And she's holding so happy. Flowers.
She has a flower. She gets right in front waiting for him.
Yeah. And then we see him coming out of the plane with somebody else. She tells him that she cannot wait to meet his friends. And that's it. Because they don't show that Rachel sees them.
Or
nothing.
Yeah, she's just waiting.
They just show Rachel again with her flowers waiting for him to come out. I was so upset. I feel like I seen this episode a while ago. Because, you know, obviously we're behind on these episodes. And I feel like maybe I did watch this. But I didn't remember. I did not remember. Because I was trying to do my notes. I was trying to be proactive a few months ago and start writing my notes for this. And I think I maybe seen it, but I didn't remember this. So when I seen it this last time, I was very upset. And that's when I texted you guys and I said, we need to do this episode because I was in shock.
Yeah.
I was like,
I know.
I really thought from when she was going to go to the airport, I was like, oh my God, they're going to like hug and kiss and like.
Yeah.
From the first time. Her.
They're going to be a thing.
Even the first time when she went.
No,
when she tried to catch him.
Yeah, I thought like, it was going to be like.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then when she left Carl to go to the airport, that's when I really thought like, oh, okay, so this is how this season one is going to end. They're gonna be together. She's gonna run up to him. He's gonna
the
run
emotional
up to her,
music was and, playing. She had her flowers kiss. In her hair.
And then I see that he's with this girl, and I was like, Are you kidding
me? I know. And this is what I mean, where it's like, we want to help, but then like, it's almost there, and then they take it away.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I was so into it, and then the credits just came up. I'm like, what? Like, that's it? Like, no, it can't be done. So now you guys see what happens.
Okay, so this is the end of season one. Finally, we're done with season one. Mm-hmm. And they left a huge cliffhanger.
Yeah.
For me, because I don't know, obviously.
For us.
Oh, gosh. Like, I would be... I feel bad for Rachel.
Me too.
Yeah.
But she waited too
long. But then again, don't...
But then he waited too long because he never was up front.
Yeah, he should have made the move.
Feel bad for Rachel.
But then the next one, it's going to be weirdness because...
Oh, my God. We gotta watch this one. You guys got to watch this one.
Yeah, this one's...
Mm. And I have not watched ahead, so I'm not sure.
No, we
haven't. I just feel like... Like, I feel bad for Rachel. That's all I could say. Like, yeah. Is she going to be disappointed? Is she going to cry? I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, I don't like this girl that just came.
Are you going to cry?
She messed everything up for Rachel, but okay.
Hmm.
So this episode was rated at 8.7.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty high.
Yeah. That was a good one.
The next one?
This one.
This one. Yeah, this one was...
It was good. A lot of good stuff coming.
Okay. So now I can't wait to start season two.
Yeah.
Good and bad.
I did not want to watch ahead because I'm like, well, it's season two. I have to wait. But I was like, how can they leave it as a cliffhanger? That sucks.
Yeah.
This concludes episode 24 of Let's Talk Friends. And we've made it through season one. Yay! Our next episode is season two, episode one. Called The One with Ross's New Girlfriend. Thank you so much for listening. Please remember to follow and rate our podcast. If you have any questions or suggestions, please send us an email at letstalkfriends24@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at let's_talk_friends24. Thank you, Maria and Gino, for joining us.
Thank you guys for
having us.
Nice to be back.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun.
All right.
Can't wait for the next one.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye, everyone.